According to Alaska law, if the difference between candidates is 20 votes or less, the state will pay for a recount. On Friday, the Division of Elections finished counting absentee and questioned ballots, and that decided some races with very close numbers. In Senate District B, only 14 votes separate Robert Myers, the apparent victor, from John Coghill. Because that's within the margin of error described in the law, the state will recount the ballots if one of the candidates asks. Coghill says he will.
I'm going to definitely call for a recount. When it's this close, you just need to double-check everything.
Reviewers will be working today on the last of the August 18th primary election. Tiffany Montemayor of the Alaska Division of Elections says the ballots will get one more review today before the election is certified.
They're going to go through our state review board. Our target deadline to have everything certified is August 30th.
As soon as that's done, Coghill's request for a recount should be formally received.
I've already sent an email in saying once the certification comes out, if it remains the number that you gave me on Saturday, I would like this email to be noticed that I would like a recount.
State law says the recount must be held within 5 days of the elections director receiving the request. And in House District 1, Christopher Quist has won the Democratic primary over Benny Colbert by a mere 8 votes. That, too, is within the statutory limit for a state-funded recount, if one of the candidates makes the formal request. Colbert says he's being encouraged by supporters to request a recount, but as of Sunday night, he has not made up his mind. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.